does one become the scapegoat?
9 times out of 10, the person who is experiencing disruptive behavior is the healthy one. Instead of blaming the kids who are acting out, we need to look at the dysfunctional toxic systems we adults have created.
This guy's video is brilliant. That's exactly how I became the scapegoat. Not because I was the bad kid that's acting out, but because I saw the truth and I wasn't willing to play along. And in narcissistic families, the scapegoat is not the unhealthy child, it's the least controllable child, the one that sees through the illusion. And instead of the system fixing the problem, they fix you by making you believe you're the problem. I've always been the kid that noticed and spoke up when rules don't make sense, who saw patterns that no one else wants to talk about, who wasn't willing to play pretend. We aren't just truth tellers. We don't blindly conform. And that is a huge threat to anyone that is invested in protecting the lie. So in an effort to control the scapegoat, to make us conform, they put us through the ultimate psychological warfare. They condition us to believe we are in fact the problem, so we work harder for that love and approval instead of trusting our own reality. And as he said in the video, 9 times out of 10, we're the healthy ones. Our reactions to their dysfunctional behavior is normal. But in a world obsessed with conformity, healthy reactions get labeled as disruptive, the problem. Why? Because it forces people to see things they don't want to. The truth is often uncomfortable. And that's the pattern. Anyone or anywhere where people value control over the truth and I refuse to conform made me a target in my family, school, work, relationships. And that's all it takes to become a scapegoat in a narcissistic system. Seeing too much, saying too much, and refusing to bend. All my fellow scapegoats, we're the healthy ones. Drop me a line in the comments if you can relate.